I'm George Stevens, and I'm a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Warning, warning, there's truth of the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. You could call in to talk about the news of the day, 1-800-8-INYART, 1-800-836-9278. A few days ago, we had an interview with Wayne Grudem, who wrote Politics According to the Bible, conservative professor, Christian professor of biblical studies at Phoenix Seminary. And there was one topic Wayne and I disagreed with, and that was he said that the government should provide a social safety net for people who are in need. And I made the point to Wayne that, well, when the government does that, when people are in need, when there really is a difficulty, a crisis in a family's life, then that's when friends and family are especially willing to help. That's when they're willing to help. And church members, relatives, even strangers when there's a problem. But when the government comes in and the government is a bureaucrat, as a bureaucrat, is dishing out money to people in need, then you have the law of unintended consequences and the safety net becomes a hammock. And so there's a report out with the number of Americans, actually the number of people in the U.S. who are receiving food stamps, and it's 42 million Americans, 42 million Americans receiving food stamps. That's higher than it's been in a quarter of a century. This is, of course, a crisis because what happens is the government becomes the middleman. And when people are struggling, then when the government is transferring wealth from one group of people to another, the government inserts itself as a middleman, is one of the most expensive middlemans in the history of middlemen. And there is very little wisdom. There's certainly no Christian counseling that goes along with the help. So when it's a church, it's a family, it's neighbors, and people are expecting, and I'll give you an example, friends of mine, after Hurricane Katrina, said to their parents, who, by the way, their parents who lived down in New Orleans were alcoholics, drug addicts. And they said, well, we want you to know you lost your home. We want you to know that you're welcome to come and live with us and our children, whom you love, but you won't be able to go out every night and get high. You won't be able to do that, but you can live with us. So you're welcome. Come on, move right in. They decided not to do that because the government was willing to put them up for an extended period of time, which turned out to be, what, a couple years? At a hotel, and they got so many dollars a day to spend, and they were just high for over a year. They didn't work. They lived like pigs. And so where liberals, misguided compassion, says, well, you know, we got to We got to help people who are in need. Well, the tragedy of misguided compassion destroys people by the millions, by the tens of millions, by the hundreds of millions. So our phone number here at Bubba Neart Live is 1-800-8-NEART, 1-800-836-9278. We have this report by the Pew Research Center about moms in America. Moms, fewer moms are married than back in the 90s, and the increase in the past decade, the percentage of unmarried mothers has jumped 11% to a record 41%. 41%. What a great tragedy. Also, girls are getting pregnant at 13 years of age as something that's a somewhat now common phenomenon. And of course, they are impregnated younger than that. But so marriage is becoming unnecessary. Marriage unnecessary. And we have, 41% of mothers who are unmarried, meaning they're bringing children into the world without a dad in the home, and that is setting up those kids to fail. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NEART, 1-800-836-9278. Let's go to the phones. Greg, welcome to Bubba Neart Live.
Hey, Bob. Wanted to just make a quick comment on Dr. Wayne Grudem. I wish I had listened to that show.
Yeah.
All these things you're talking about, obviously, they're symptoms of the problem. And I think all of the rates of divorce and adultery and all of the other statistics, negative statistics that you're talking about, I think are pretty much the same with the pagan community in the church. I mean, in the Christian community, I think if you look at surveys, for example, who's the guy who comes out every year with the most comprehensive surveys? I'm forgetting his name.
Oh well, not only Gallup, but there's the expert who gives surveys on church life.
That's Christian
beliefs. And in a moment, Greg, I'll remember his name. But
well, let me make one comment about Wayne Grudem in general. I mean, obviously, he's the foremost theologian on systematic theology. He wrote the book on it. And what's interesting to note, when you said that he supported a safety net, is basically a form of socialism, which is one of the reasons we're in the situation we're in right now, really illustrates, encapsulates, goes to the heart of why we're in the mess that we're in. You have the foremost theologian, Wayne Grudem, in support of essentially what is
socialism. It's socialism. The social safety net is a form of socialism which violates God's enduring command, thou shalt not steal. George Barna, right, Greg?
Exactly right.
Yeah. And George Barna has pointed out that the behavior among Christians and people growing up in Christian churches versus the world, the secular world, there's very little difference in sex outside of marriage, addiction to pornography, abortion, divorce. It's such a tragedy. And one reason is because Christians have been told, for example, don't judge. Don't judge. God says in his word that he likes people who discern between right and wrong, and Christians are told, no, don't discern between right and wrong. Just make believe everything is gray.
You're exactly right. There are very few Denver Bible churches where congregants, where members of the body of Jesus Christ are receiving sound biblical doctrine, and this is the result of a nation without a vision. What happens? The people perish, and that's what's happening. So the problem isn't with the pagans. The problem is really with the Christians, because we've ceased to become salt and light in a pagan world. And by the way, one quick comment about Wayne Grudem. Not surprising that he said that, Bob, considering that Wayne Grudem was one of the first to endorse Mitt Romney for president.
No, come on. Now, wait a minute. Now that you're on a roll, I recognize the voice. This is Greg Jackson, the author of Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies.
I was trying to stay anonymous.
Well, Greg, thank you for calling in. And Mitt Romney, he single-handedly instituted homosexual marriage in Massachusetts as their governor, and he authorized tax-funded late-term surgical abortion on demand, the whole thing, the whole bit. And so many other left-wing, anti-Christian, immoral policies that he enacted, and Christians fell all over themselves to endorse Mitt Romney for president, which was such a tragedy. And so at ProLifeProfiles.com and other places, like at your website, Greg, Mitt Romney's record is fully documented, and it is an atrocious attack on the family and on Christianity.
Well, you know, this is all of those things. By the way, your listeners can just Google Mitt Romney's fully documented left-wing record, and it'll bring them to my site with all the links. I know you've documented as well.
Yeah.
It's probably up there on KGov as well. But here's the thing with Wayne Grudem. When he wrote the reasons in town hall as to why he was supporting Mitt Romney, they allowed me to run a rebuttal and presented and laid out that record of which you just spoke, with the fully documented links incorporated in the article, which, by the way, you can go to gregjackson.com and you can see my rebuttal to Dr. Grudem. And
Greg
Dr.
with
Grudem,
two G's, Greg with two G's.
That's right, double
three
G.
G's. Three G's.
And three G. So, but the fact of the matter is, Bob, that Wayne Grudem couldn't rebut one thing from Romney's record and has, to this day, not unlike Paul Weyrich, who... before he died, who was the founder of the Reagan Revolution, said that the greatest mistake he ever made was endorsing Mitt Romney after he found out exactly what Romney's full record was. Grudem was presented with the same record. This is the father, the foremost theologian, the guy who wrote the book on systematic theology, Bob, that has still to this day failed to retract his endorsement. By the way, he's not alone, so I'll put a little plug in. Mm-hmm. One of the guys who I really want to pull the lever for, who's running for governor, Tom Tancredo, has still, I know that he's privately retracted his endorsement for Mitt Romney, but for me, in good conscience, to go to the polls, to pull the lever for Tancredo, and I really want to do it because he fully supports personhood, my non-negotiable Amendment 62, but for me to do that, Bob, I can't in good conscience do it unless he retracts his endorsement of Mitt Romney,
well,
because supporting personhood and Romney simultaneously is irreconcilable, and it needs to be reconciled.
Right.
The voters deserve to know the truth as to why Tancredo has privately retracted his endorsement.
So to tell people privately that he didn't realize how horrendous a record, pro-abortion, pro-homosexual marriage, et cetera, that Mitt Romney had, but then to allow his public endorsement to stand is a big mistake, because Mitt Romney is still campaigning to be the Republican nominee for president. And with the outrage against Obama, now one out of four Democrats now want Obamacare to be repealed. One out of four Democrats now.
Wow.
And so there's such outrage against Obama's spending us into oblivion and bailouts and forcing this federal government takeover of healthcare on the nation. There's such outrage. This is obviously a chance for a Republican to get in the White House. And if we end up with people like Wayne Grudem and so many other Christian ministries that have praised, I mean, Focus on the Family praised Mitt Romney. They said, we are so similar to Mitt Romney. In a political video they made, Tom Minery made, and Greg, Mitt Romney authorized tax-funded late-term surgical abortion on demand. It's the most aggressively wicked abortion law in the history of our nation.
And 3 years after his supposed pro-life conversion. That's the important thing. 3 years after he said he had this supposed pro-life conversion. Now, what type of governor signs into law taxpayer-funded $50 copay abortions and places a Planned Parenthood board member on as a permanent board member in a so-called health care
Planned Parenthood,
board,
right, exactly, and puts pro-abort judges on the bench, and yeah, and attends pro-abortion fundraisers, and he is a liar. He's a child killer. He promotes he even forced homosexual marriage onto the people of Massachusetts. And so Wayne Grudem, this is the symptom of the disease, right? The disease is our Christian leaders no longer know right from wrong, and they think they don't have accountability when they promote child killers because they're Republicans.
The root cause is that Christians don't trust God. They fear man more than God. Psalm 118, do not put your, the exact middle of the Bible, verse 8 and 9, do not put your hope in what? In princes. Hmm. Trusting in man. Put your faith in the Lord.
Wow.
And the problem is that we are not walking by faith, we're walking by fear. If we were truly walking by faith, then we would compromise. When we say we're not going to vote for anybody who would ever take the life of even one child in the womb, as Dr. James Dobson so courageously and famously said, the tape of which still plays, I guess, in the Welcome Center, and I know you're well acquainted with that video, Bob.
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. I got my own private copy of it.
But the fact of the matter is, when our leaders, like Christian and pro-family leaders, compromise on those crucial moral, ethical issues like life and marriage, then do you think God's going to bless that? Of course not. The problem is that Christians are not walking by faith. They're walking by fear. If Tom Tancredo, who I believe in my heart, you know, the guy seems to have the fruit of a Christian, but the fact of the matter is, if he was truly misled about endorsing Romney, here's your chance to just make a clean break, to have a clear conscience, and by the way, to give the voters of Colorado what they deserve, is to know the truth about how you were misled, what you now know, and that you've made a clear break from Mitt Romney. Mm. Because the voters, especially Christians who put their faith behind and who are planning to vote for Tom Tancredo, deserve to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They just deserve to know the truth. That's the bottom line.
All right. I want to thank you very much, Greg Jackson.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks so much for those great points, and what a commitment to principle. God bless you, Greg Jackson. Now in Englewood, Colorado, phone number 1-800-836-9278. Mike, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, sir. What's up?
This is Mike Hazard. I exchanged some emails with you some time ago about Walter Garash and Scott Robinson.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks for calling in. I recognize those two names. They're Denver defense attorneys. They try to acquit murderers and rapists and so on. That's how they make their money. But so what's up about them?
You wanted me to call in someday and have you explain live on the air why you think Scott Robinson is reprehensible. And
oh, yeah.
You started the show by talking about how the government aids and abets crime. Well,
yeah.
I think there's another bunch of people,
Mike,
in our society to do the same thing.
Mike, you have a good memory. When was that we talked about that?
Oh, probably end of last year.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well,
sometimes.
Okay. So Scott Robinson, let me tell you what I remember. I have a jail ministry. Every once in a while, it becomes a full-time ministry. So 24/7 evangelizing inmates in the Colorado city and county jails. And in Jefferson County Jail, I was having a Bible study with a guy. He was a criminal. We would say in the common vernacular that he was slow. And Scott Robinson was fraudulently taking money from this man, actually from his parents, from his mother, every month for a long period of time, because some case where Scott was trying to say that the criminal statutes are inherently unconstitutional, and if you pay me $100 a month, I'll include you on my class action suit to get all the charges ever brought against you thrown out. That's a general recollection. And so here was this guy who had a low IQ. He's a criminal, pathetic life situation, desperate mother, and the wealthy Scott Robinson is ripping off their family on some kind of a scam. It's not like a multi-level marketing scam, but it was basically a legal scam hurting this guy's family. And I remember being in my jail ministry and coming across this, but this was, for me, this was about 15 years ago, Mike. But I was just utterly disgusted by another example of defense attorneys who are themselves criminal.
Wow. Well, it's like I told somebody once, I understand how defense attorneys are necessary in this society of ours, but that doesn't mean I have to like it.
Well, actually, I don't, Mike. I don't understand. You only need an attorney when the system turns the law into a weapon against the innocent.
Yes.
That's why you need an attorney. You need an attorney when the system turns the law into a weapon against the innocent. So our attorneys have done that. They've turned the law into a weapon against the innocent and against victims even. And so then you need attorneys who become wealthy for all the turmoil in our society. And they have a conflict of interest because the more turmoil, the more wealthy they become. Jesus wasn't very nice when he spoke about attorneys. Jesus said this, if I recall. He said that they bind heavy burdens on men's backs, and not with a finger will they help to lift the load.
Right.
And that's a perfect description of an attorney. And there are some Christian attorneys, but it's pretty rough. It's almost as hard to be a Christian prostitute as it'd be to be a Christian attorney. It's not quite that hard, but it's almost that hard.
Good example.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but I remember reading the description of the city attorney on the Inglewood website some time ago. And as I recall, the word achieving justice or pursuing justice never appeared.
Had nothing to do with it. In fact, it has nothing to do with our criminal justice system. It's no longer a justice system. Now it's just a system.
Right.
It's no longer a justice system. Now it's just a system. Hey, Mike, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You bet.
God bless you. 1-800-8-N-YARDS. We have the founder of Google, Eric Schmidt, giving the most absurd advice to young people. He said, you know, young people are putting their lives, their sexual behavior, unbelievable details of their lives on the internet. And so here's the advice he gave, and this has been reported around the world. He said, since the private lives of young people are now so well documented, and of course young people tend to be, what, stupid? Young people? Old people tend to be stupid too. Young people are especially stupid. And so they put things on the internet, sort of like tattooing their bodies, not realizing they're not going to be able to get it off, erase it. Our oldest son came home with a little tattoo, and this is 5 years ago. And the very first thing my wife, Cheryl, said to her son, she said, you know, they could remove those these days. That was the first thing. She didn't say, oh, that's cute, that's nice, that's subtle. She said, first thing, said, Mom, look at this. And Cheryl said, you know, they could remove those these days. But Eric Schmidt, founder of Google, said, well, since young people are documenting their lives in really some of the most extraordinarily horrendous, humiliating, shameful ways on the internet, and it's all backed up somewhere, try to erase it. He said what they need to do is change their names. When they become adults, in order to escape their cyber past, Google's Eric Schmidt says, you just change your name. Oh, that's all. Just change your name. Right. So as though you couldn't go online and Google, and you couldn't Google and say, hey, what's the former name of Doug McBurney, Denver, Colorado? And a page would come up and it would say, Doug McBurney changed his name to, you know, whatever, to Douglas McBurney. So, I mean, it's so absurd that the founder of Google would imply that young people would only need to change their name to escape their past. I mean, how stupid could this possibly be? This is like Stephen Hawking saying to escape global warming, we need to go to the moon, where it's 200 degrees and there's no liquid water and no oxygen. I mean, the guy's a lunatic. Put rockets on his wheelchair, send him up there, see how he survives. So we've got people who are wildly successful and utterly lacking in wisdom. So Mike called in about defense attorney Scott Robinson, as with countless defense attorneys who brag if they get murderers and rapists acquitted, are going to face God as co-defendants, because you become an accomplice after the fact when you knowingly help to acquit a rapist, a murderer, a kidnapper, a thief, and so on. 1-800-8-NUR. We're about out of time, but AIDS activist and pornographer Larry Flint, they have been in the news recently, and this is a topic I've brought up on the air with former presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich a while back. It turns out that according to the L.A. Public Health Department, that the porn industry, workers in the porn industry, are 10 times more likely to be infected with a sexually transmitted disease than members of the general population. 2,000 cases of chlamydia in a four-year period, 1,000 cases of gonorrhea, 25 known cases of HIV, and we have liberals pretending that they care about worker safety and all, and they permit pornography. What a tragedy. Hey, KGov.com.
Bob's brother, Brian Enyart, has moved his home remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call Brian to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. Brian has nearly 30 years of experience beautifying homes, so whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that 95% of the proceeds will go directly to Brian's wife, Jennifer. Hey, that's me! And 5% of the proceeds will go to support Bob Enyart Live. So call Fancy Schmancy Renovations at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033. Or visit us on the web at fancyschmancyrenovations.com.